referring to her mentor, Sir Richard, who wrote paranormal-themed books. Yes, she was talking about the one and only Richard Estep. When I decided to create an audiobook version of my Haunted Hotels of New England manuscript, I was surprised to learn that out of hundreds of potential narrators available, we both chose the same voiceover artist, Ronald Fox. Weird coincidences? Yes, and that's just the beginning. We also recently both penned books about the Revolutionary War and, get this, the title of this project, American Hotel Story, is almost identical to the working title of a book deal I pitched months ago called American Ghost Story. And no, we both didn't share details about our projects until after the contract was signed and he did a cover reveal. Seriously, some of the similarities can be downright uncanny. But I don't view Richard as a competitor. He is, in my opinion, the go-to author in the paranormal field for single-location investigations. My books are often regional in scope and encompass several historical haunts. Our work is complementary on many levels, and I find that we are often paired together without even trying. When we both were asked to be featured guests at the Gettysburg Battlefield Bash in a sea of vendor tables, organizers set us up right next to each other. We had a blast being Paracon neighbors. After previously appearing on the Dark Zone's live-streaming event at the Lizzie Borden B&B in Fall River, producers created pairings and put us on screen together to discuss the RMS Queen Mary in Long Beach, California, without even knowing that we were friends. For the record, we were a great team. I've worked the graveyard shift at various hotels with reported hauntings, and Richard has worked in the medical field, so we were able to give an insightful perspective on the Queen Mary's hauntings based on our areas of expertise. Our appearances on television also often overlap. The producers of Haunted Case Files wanted to feature an author who incorporates paranormal investigations for their show. While I laboriously auditioned for the program, they ended up choosing Richard because he had a lot of tangible evidence that would work well for the format. The casting ended up being a blessing in disguise because I filmed the 100th episode of A Haunting soon after, and the program called Provoking Evil was a career-changing move for me. A Haunting also led to several programs chronicling my paranormal experiences in Salem, Massachusetts. A few months after Richard and I bonded in the Berkshires, we were contacted by Bristow Media Group about a new TV program called Paranormal Night Shift. Richard had served as an expert on several of the Canadian production group's shows, including Haunted Hospitals and Paranormal 911. They reached out to me to recount a terrifying experience I had with an entity working the overnight shift at a hotel in Salem. Producers, of course, paired us together, and the result was their highest-rated episode that aired on the Travel Channel called Family Secret. What I liked the most about working with Richard on the program is that he actually called me from the set to clarify some of the specifics about my case. Sam, it says here that the entity had red glowing eyes, he asks me. Is that true? Unfortunately, it was, and the face-to-face encounter has haunted me for years. I then talked about how the case has been a mystery to me because I wasn't sure if it had anything to do with my family lineage. After spending years giving tours in the Witch City and writing two books on Salem's hauntings, I learned from my mother that I was related to the Putnams, the major accusers during the witch hysteria of 1692 that resulted in the execution of 20 innocent men and women. Was the entity an innocent victim of the Salem witch trials, or something more sinister like a hat-wearing shadow figure? I appreciated Richard's questions before weighing in on my case, and the finished product was one of my favorite appearances on television. While we have different approaches to the paranormal, the bottom line is that we respect each other. I'm a former journalist who also happens to identify as a clairvoyant. Richard is a medical professional who